88.9 The Cube, Sylvia Bullard. Eric Lupien is in the Cube studio to tell us about the Porto Chocolate event that is taking place this Thursday, February 6th, on the campus at Bishop's University. The event will be taking place from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Cleghorn Room, located in the McGreer Building. Welcome, Eric.
Well, thank you very much for having me here. So the invitation is pretty much open to anyone in the community of both Lennoxville and Sherbrooke, also open to as well to the students of Bishop's University, and the political leaders in Sherbrooke and Magog and the communities around Sherbrooke, and also to also the business members in Sherbrooke and Lennoxville as well.
So this is a fundraiser. And can you tell us a little bit more about what you are raising funds for?
Well, every year, Bishops goes to New York to represent a country for the model of the UN. This year, we're going as Kenya. So the fundraiser is basically for us to raise funds so that we can actually go to New York and represent Kenya and take part in the model of the UN simulation.
So what will be happening at the event? It's going to start at 7 and go until 10. What is Porto Chocolate? How does that fit into it?
Well, Porto Chocolate event, basically, you drink wine from chocolate cups. And so that's what the event is about. It's more like a networking fundraiser. So everyone from the political community or business community comes, drinks some wine, eats some chocolate, has a good time, and just, talk to each other and gets together. And it's also open for students as well if they want to meet, future employers.
Okay, so it's basically networking.
Pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I imagine that some of the well-known political figures in our area are invited.
That's correct. Bernard Sévigny, the mayor of Sherbrooke, will be there as well. The honorable guest is Vicky May Ham, the mayor of Magog.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty good. So you are going to represent Kenya in New York, and can you tell us a little bit about the trip? What is the itinerary?
Well, basically, it's going to be 8 days. First day, we have off, which is good, because the rest of the week is going to be pretty much a busy week. We're going to be spending pretty much the most of the time in our committees, our respective committees, because we all are part of different groups and committees. For instance, I'm part of the Coalition of the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. So the whole week, we'll be making resolutions and treaties and trying to cooperate with other nations. That's pretty much how it's going to be going down.
And whereabouts is this in New York?
This will be at the UN in New York.
At the UN. Yes, that's true. You did say the model UN.
Yeah. So it's going to be very prestigious.
Now, for the event that is going to take place on Thursday, February 6th on campus, there is a cover charge, I would imagine. And of course, these proceeds are going to go for your trip. So how much should we expect to pay?
Ticket prices are $75. Unfortunately, it is very steep as a price, but it's for a good cause.
Right.
So we're sending 18 of us to go to New York. It is quite expensive, but we expect this to be one of the last fundraisers, and it should be a good time too. So you will get the money's worth when you go to this event. And for students, it's a bit smaller of a price. It's $40.
Okay, so for students, it's $40. If we want to have any more information about the event, do you have a number that we could call?
Yes. So if you want to know more about the event, you can either contact Olivia Angood Hardy. Her number is 819-446-6321. Or Yves Charon. His number is 819-580-6237. Or the night of the event, on the 6th, you could always show up and pay the ticket price there. And you're welcome to join us. Of course, you'll have to wear business attire.
You do have to dress up, okay.
Yeah, it would be preferential.
Okay.
Don't spill any wine on your suit, of course.
Right, right. Well, thank you so much for sharing this with us, and hope that you have a great turnout for the event, and also hope that you have a great trip.
And thank you very much for having me.